This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. military has taken over Afghanistan's airspace as it struggles to maintain a chaotic evacuation after the Taliban rolled into the capital. The militants, meanwhile, sought to project calm and widespread fears of looting and violence. The Taliban swept into the capital Sunday after the Western-backed government collapsed and the president fled the country. Thousands of Afghans fearing return to the Taliban's brutal rule have been trying to flee. Videos circulating on social media showed hundreds of people racing across the tarmac of the international airport as U.S. soldiers fired warning shots in the air. The U.S. embassy has been evacuated and the American flag lowered. The death toll from a magnitude 7.2 earthquake in Haiti soared to at least 1,300 Sunday as rescuers raced to find survivors amid the rubble ahead of a potential deluge from an approaching tropical storm. Saturday's earthquake also left approximately 6,000 people injured in the Caribbean nation, with thousands more displaced from their destroyed or damaged homes. Survivors in some areas were forced to shelter in streets or soccer fields, and their few salvaged belongings, while overloaded hospitals, scrambled to help those who were injured. Three tropical systems are churning early Monday in the Atlantic Basin and threatening to impact the U.S. Gulf Coast, some Caribbean islands, including earthquake-damaged Haiti and the island of Bermuda. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Fred could make landfall by Monday evening along the Florida Panhandle. Heavy rain and storm surge are expected. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Warning of tough days ahead while surging COVID-19 infections, the director of the National Institutes of Health said Sunday the U.S. could decide within the next couple of weeks whether to offer coronavirus booster shots to Americans this fall. Among the first to receive them could be healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and other older Americans. Dr. Francis Collins also pleaded anew for unvaccinated people to get their shots, calling them sitting ducks for a Delta variant that is ravaging the country and showing little sign of letting up. After a brutal wave of infections driven by the Delta variant, many Ugandans seeking a first dose of coronavirus vaccine have been competing with hundreds of thousands who have waited months for a second dose. But the country now has only 285,000 shots donated by Norway. The Delta surge has touched off a vaccination rush across Africa. The slow trickle of donated doses can't keep up with, compounding the continent's vaccine disadvantage compared with the rest of the world. The urgency to obtain a second dose across much of the world's least vaccinated continent contrasts sharply with rich countries now beginning to authorize third doses. Days after the alarming warning of UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres that there was a code red for humanity, with global warming threatening to choke the planet, individuals have been seeking to play their part. Some citizens have known this day would come for decades, and many have taken individual steps to do their part. And in fact, activists say actions by individuals may only be a tiny drop, but actions by millions of individuals can make a real difference, though governments will still have to step up in the fight against climate change. Japan marks the 76th anniversary of its surrender in World War II. At their somber ceremony, the Prime Minister, Yoshihide Suga, pledged for the tragedy of war to never be repeated, but he avoided apologizing for his country's aggression. In contrast, the Emperor expressed deep remorse over his country's wartime actions in a carefully nuanced speech. Also Sunday, Suga's predecessor, Shinzo Abe, and two ministers of his cabinet prayed at the Yasukuni Shrine. The site is viewed by China and the Koreans as a symbol of Japanese militarism. South Korea urged Japanese officials to show sincere remorse through action, and so that the countries could develop future-oriented ties. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.